William, I find it fascinating, too, in ancient pictures, always depicting Jesus and very spiritual beings. They're always shrouded in light, aren't they? Always.
Yes,
is that
what
you're talking about, this rainbow of body of light?
That's exactly what I'm talking about, especially in the case of Jesus, when we see the images of the resurrected Jesus, when he's come out of the tomb, he's either completely engulfed in light, white light, or most often, and I think the most technically accurate ones, are when he's surrounded by a rainbow energy or ultimately sitting on a rainbow. This is called the glory body or the glorified body. And we pick up the pun here and think glory, glow ray. They are literally glowing rays. They are glow-rayfied beings. They have achieved the next level, and as a consequence, they literally glow rays. They're called the illuminated ones, the Illuminati. These are some of the terms, and in fact, the Apostle Paul says that we are all in the process of morphing into these glory bodies or illuminated bodies or light bodies.
Did somebody teach them these techniques, or did they always have this glow?
Well, this is one of the great and most fascinating questions and mysteries concerning the rainbow body. I mean, if you go back to the Tibetans, who seem to be the real authority on this, while in Christianity you see the images and you're offered the story of a man, Jesus, who turned into or resurrected himself into the rainbow body. In Tibet, they have a whole virtual kind of corpus of information and knowledge and techniques about how to do this. And the Tibetans are crystal clear about this, that this technology, this spiritual technology we're describing, did not come from Earth. It's an extraterrestrial teaching that is, in fact, taught in 13 star systems in addition to our own. Now, the Tibetans don't name those 13 star systems, but I've gone out, and as I'm talking with audiences, people readily can develop a list of star systems based on their own research that we believe encompass these or are members of this colony of or federation of star systems, and that would include Sirius, Cygnus, Orion, Arcturus, Ursa Major, Lyra, the Pleiades, and Draco. So that's eight right there. And the Tibetans are teaching us that we are a member of a federation of an additional five for a total of actually 14 star systems, 13 beside our own, 14 including our own.
It's fascinating that most of those star systems you just mentioned have always been pinpointed as possible sources of ET visitations.
You got it. And that's what makes this so fascinating, because the Tibetans teach that we can turn ourselves into beings of light. I mean, the question is that has always been at the apex of any kind of first contact kind of scenario, especially as pointed out by Dr. Carl Sagan in his work Contact, is that the distances are so far. That how are these beings coming and going these vast distances? Are they coming in metallic spaceships? Did they have another mode of travel? And, of course, it was Sagan and Kip Thorne who invented, based on Einstein's work, the idea of the traversable wormhole is one way in which these vast distances could be traversed. Well, my work with the rainbow body actually came about when I was at a UFO conference a few years ago, and a wonderful couple came up to me, and they told me that they knew the Dalai Lama. They both had PhDs from the Harvard Divinity School. They translated Tibetan texts. They lived in India. They were experts on the rainbow body. And one thing that the Tibetans never would answer to them, that my work answered for them, was that once these lamas achieve this next level, once they achieve the rainbow body and can travel to these other 13 star systems, how do they get there? And what they said after watching my presentations about the ancient Egyptians and their understanding of stargates and wormholes is that they travel through wormholes that, according to Sagan and others, naturally permeate the universe. And what they have learned is how to transform the body, the earthly body, into a heavenly body and traverse the stars.
That is something. And this travel, instantaneous?
Yes, instantaneous. Not only can they travel interdimensionally and through these wormholes, but then they can also manifest in our world. Look at the story of Jesus. Over a dozen times after he achieved the next level, this resurrection body, this rainbow body or glory body, he could then manifest in this world, even taking on physical form. And this is something that you find in these stories of these beings who have achieved the next levels, that their ability to they have the ability to flip-flop, if you will, or toggle in between material, the material realm and the immaterial realm, the light realm.
You cite a story of Chief Seattle, who lived back in the late 1700s to 1800s. Tell me about that.
Well, this is one of the kind of the guiding stories of the ecology movement, in that back in the 1780s, Chief Seattle is believed to have said that when the earth is sick, the animals will begin to disappear. When that happens, the warriors of the rainbow will come to save them. And the Hopi have picked up on this as well, and they talk about the rainbow warriors. This is part of Native American tradition. And what I wonder is, are we talking about a legion of angels, the rainbow warriors, of these ascended beings, of these transformed humans who have achieved the rainbow body, who will be manifesting in our world at this time in order to guide us and lead us into a better future?
Well, that's very possible. That we're being watched and guided right now, isn't it, William?
I have no doubt about that. In fact, I hear people telling me, ever since I've started talking about the seraphim and people have been coming to my presentations, they've been describing what they think of as manifestations of these beings. Because once you start to key into this idea that that there is a group of beings that have transformed themselves into light spheres or to this rainbow body, then the next step is that they're still interacting with us, and that they may account for some of these apparitions that people see. For example, the Mother Mary, when she appeared in Mexico, Our Lady of Guadalupe appeared as a rainbow being. Our Lady of Fatima, she appeared as a rainbow being. Why are they always shown with the rainbow around them? And what I propose is because they have achieved the rainbow body. And then when they manifest in our world, people are perceiving them as having rainbows around them.
Are they extraterrestrial, or are they merely just from other dimensions, for example?
Well, by definition, yeah, they would be. Some are extraterrestrial. Some are Earth humans who have made this transformation. One of the terms the Buddhists use is the term bodhisattva. These are beings who have achieved this next level, maybe have achieved the rainbow body, but have agreed to stay and assist others until all who choose to go before them have left.